Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis, the horse capital of the world.
Bluegrass Country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursula Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone. A rather chilly morning here at the Thoroughbred Center, the clocker stand at the Thoroughbred Center, and a rather busy one, too. I think we said 85 workers?
Six. 86
workers this morning. Started early, too. I mean, they were working out here in the dark. Of course, it gets dark earlier now as far as that goes. In fact, the sun's now moved over, coming up on the 3/8 pole, from the quarter pole to the 3/8 pole.
Here it comes.
Before when winter finally gets here, it'll be coming up to the right of the half-mile pole.
I know.
Yeah.
Cold.
Stood outside this morning, put on another layer or two, stood outside the clock.
Yeah, saw a lot of fun people. It was a nice morning.
Yeah, got crowded up here. You know, they think this is a grandstand rather than a clocker stand. I mean, I'm gonna start selling. I could sell a lot of hot coffee this morning.
Chili's. Yeah,
we've had a real good meet from horses here from the Thoroughbred Center. Though so far this month, we've had first 16 days. Now we've had 32 winners, and since the last show, this is kind of a long list. Matt Frazier's won one. Robert Sturgeon. Oscar Medica. Oscar won another one. Right, they went the same date out of Turfway. Scooter Hughes, Byron G. Hughes, took Rahe Strada down to Kentucky Downs and won the $150,000 Kentucky Cup Turf Stakes down there. It's a Grade 3 race. That horse has won about $940,000 now.
Yeah.
7 years old gelding. And Rahe Strada, I love the horse. Wayne Mogi, 1-1. Jim Dodgen, Tommy Mills, Jimmy Cargan, Wayne Mackey, Oscar Modica, Jimmy Carr again. Hill Parker took Rudyard Kay up to Thistle Downs to win. He's an Ohio bred. He's by Kipling, though.
Yeah.
And he named him Rudyard Clay. Kay.
That's
it's hard to say, though.
Super name.
Yeah. Mark Hubley won one last. In fact, we had five winners last night. Mark Hubley and Kellen Gorder won races at Turfway. Robert Sturgeon had one at Presque Isle, and Wayne Mogi saddled two winners at Presque Isle. So,
knocking them dead at Presque
Isle. Yeah, Wayne was up here this morning. I fussed him, where are the donuts? He says, oh, they're up at Presque Isle. slippery guy.
Well, and somebody called this morning over the intercom and said, telling the Outriders that there were donuts at the Pony Shack.
Pony Shack.
What about the clocker stand?
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, the starting gate, too, as far as that goes. Nobody got any. Yeah, oh, well. Well, that's the way it goes. Well, what are we doing today? Jim Freeze is coming in. Jim's from down at Claiborne Farm, and he is with the Secretariat Festival, so he's going to come in and talk a little bit about that. What's the date? That's next weekend, isn't it? Coming up, isn't it, Jackie?
Yes, it is.
Friday and Saturday, isn't that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. I've got an announcement for it. We went last year. It was nice. It was a lot of fun. It's at the fairgrounds, which is, if you go to Paris, you just follow the bypass around till it ends and turn right, and then you can go on in and see the signs.
Yeah.
But they do a lot of 4-H stuff there, which means they have covered buildings, you know, that they put up exhibits and trade stuff. It's a lot of fun. And then they've got a ring, show horse ring, and stands, so you can watch.
It's fun. Draws a big crowd.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Last year they had a Secretariat look-alike contest.
I don't know if they're doing that this year or not.
I didn't see it, but they dragging in everything they could find that was a chestnut with paint. They painted on white all over. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Oh. Okay, well, Dr. Doug Byer will be by, I hope. Michael Blowen from Old Friends. Steve Moody. The feature today is down at the Kentucky Downs. It's the Franklin Simpson Mile. And we've got a bunch of horses going down. In fact, I think there's one from here going in the Franklin Simpson. I forget who it is now. Oh, which, by the way, in the last 3 months, we've had four stakes winners out of here, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
including Rahi. The last one was Rahi Strader. Yeah. There are two stakes winners come out of here, two at Indiana Downs, one at Churchill Downs, and then one at Kentucky Downs.
Good.
Let's see, we're going to have time to take a look maybe at three-year-olds in 1957. I'm almost ready to move on to the four-year-olds and up.
Oh, my God.
Mantle is by Citation, and Promised Land, who is by Palestinian. We'll take a look at those. And maybe we can throw in little Joe Palmer, and then we've got your announcements, Jackie.
Yes, sir.
If you can put down the apple over there.
Well, you notice I haven't been crunching on it in front of this microphone.
Surprise, surprise.
Nice. Yeah, I know. I can hardly restrain myself.
It usually doesn't slow you down.
It's a great apple. Let's see. Well, let's start it off with news from the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association.
Oh, my goodness.
Our pal.
Yeah.
With all these winners.
Yeah, this is David Schweitzer. This is compliments of David Schweitzer and the KTA. These are Kentucky bred winners that won of stakes last weekend. And the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity winner, Drill, was bred by Stonewall Farm Stallions. The Grade 2 Super Derby. Prayer for Relief, G.R. Ashinger, the Bowling Green Handicap, Grade 2, went to Grassy. That one's bred by Claiborne Farm and Adele Dillschneider. The Grade 3 Kentucky Cup Turf, Rahi Strada, bred by Jamie Carrion and trained by Scooter Hughes right here at the Thoroughbred Center and owned by Bob Courtney, Jr., the Grade 3 Arlington Washington Futurity winner was bred by John and Benny Bell Williams, and that's from the first crop, incidentally, by Scat Daddy, who had two more winners yesterday. I think that brings him up to around 14, 15 two-year-old winners now. Horse is off to a good start. Scat Daddy is. The Presque Isle Mile went to Wise Dan. Morton Fink bred that one. The Pirate's Bounty Stakes at Del Mar was won by Sterling Outlook, bred by the Sun Valley Farm. The Unbridled Stakes at Louisiana Downs, Golden Yank, bred by Millard Selden, and Golden Yank is by Yankee Gentleman. Used to be over at Airdrie. They've got him down to Louisiana at stud now. I know they're filling his book down there. Nice stud horse. I wish he was back up here. The CERF Stakes at Del Mar was won by Rumor. That's an Indian Charlie, and he stands over at Airdrie stud, of course. He's got 10 stakes winners this year. This one bred by Dr. and Mrs. Walter Zent. Walter and June were up here on the Crocker stand earlier this morning.
Huh. How are they?
Yeah, they're doing fine. I didn't have much to talk to them. The Opelousa Stakes at Evangeline went to Kalahe, bred by Normandy Farm, which is right up the road here on the left. That's where
Fairplay
and Mahuba are both buried there.
See, I know all the words. I know what he's going to say before it comes out of his mouth.
I could have said Mahuba first.
Well, you could have.
Next time I will, just to throw you off. But I knew there was going to be some kind of reply. There were a bunch of other horses buried up there, too. I don't have them at the tip of my tongue right now. The Kentucky Cup Ladies Turf Stakes at Kentucky Downs. Snowtop Mountain won that, bred by Barbara Hunter. Barbara breeds a lot of runners. The Temperance Hill Stakes at Louisiana Downs, title volume, bred by Barry and Carol Conrad. A couple of stakes abroad. Let's see, the... Group 2 Park Stakes at Doncaster went to Premio Loco, bred by Dr. Chuck Kidder, Dr. Nancy Cole, and Dr. Johnny Griggs. The Group 2 Park Hill Stakes at Doncaster went to Mizna, bred by Swettenham Stud. The Group 3 Pre-Gladiator in France was won by Leigh Hunter, bred by Gainsborough Farm. And the Grade 3 British Columbia Derby in Canada went to Northern Causeway. That's a Giant's Causeway, bred by Indian Creek. He's won two stakes in a row. It's a nice, nice kind of a horse up there. All right.
Okay. I heard from my friend Joyce Brinsfield. She has Bally High show stables, and she teaches riding and all that kind of stuff. It's down off 33 in Versailles. She's, anyway... Her big horse show, the Bally High Classic, is October 8th and 9th. So want to make sure you got that in your calendar. That's a good one.
Yeah. Let me interrupt you, Jackie. the first foals by Horse Greeley are yearlings this year. He was a brilliant two-year-old, so for a solid chance on an early return on your investment, take a close look at the Horse Greeley yearlings out of Keeneland. Broke his maiden by 4 lengths at Del Mar in a maiden special, came right back and won the Grade II Del Mar Futurity, sprinting 7 furlongs and won 22 and 4. And Horse Greeley descends from the sire line of Mr. Greeley, the sire of going on 60 stakes winners, Elusive Quality, Sprightstown, Gone West, the great Mr. Prospector. What's more, his dam, Chili Chate by Stormcat, placed in 2 Grade 1 stakes, and she's the daughter of the multiple Grade 1 stakes winner, Corita Tostada, the dam of 2 graded stakes winners. And there are 3 champions under the 3rd dam. So in a nutshell, Horse Greeley was a precocious graded stakes winner as a two-year-old. He's by a highly successful sire from a great sire line, from a female family, loaded with Grade 1 stakes performers. So he's got a license to sire runners. Horse Greeley stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They are experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
This fall, make some money at the races. Turf Catering is now hiring servers, cashiers, cooks, and other positions for the Keeneland Fall Meet. For an immediate interview, attend the Turf Catering Job Fair on Tuesday, September 20th from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keene Barn Entertainment Center at the Man of War and Versailles Road entrance across from the airport. For more information, call Turf Catering at 253-0541. Attend the Turf Catering Job Fair Tuesday, September 20th from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keene Barn Entertainment Center.
A Broken Vow is the sire of 13 stakes horses in 2011. They've won a place in such major tracks as Churchill Downs, Gulfstream, Louisiana Downs, Calder, Woodbine, Saratoga, Santa Anita, Arlington Park, Hollywood Park, wherever they're asked to run. It's been the same year after year. Broken Vow, always the same. He's sired 13, 14, averaging about 13 stakes horses a year. Enlisted among his 64 stakes horses are 4 Grade 1 stakes winners, including the brilliant Sassy Image, winner this year, the Grade 1 Humana Distaff at Churchill Downs, and the Grade 1 Princess Rooney Handicap at Calder. She's earned more than $809,000 now. Broken Vow is a proven sire of Grade 1 stakes winners, and that should be reason enough to take a close look at the Broken Vow yearlings at Keeneland. Also, check out yearlings by the Grade 1 Stakes winner, Near Millionaire Bob and John, and by Eclipse Award winner, Sky Classic. Bob and John's first 2-year-olds are showing run. 9 have won a place, 8 in their very first starts with 1 stakes place. Sky Classic has sired 59 stakes winners, 10 Grade 1 Stakes winners. For more information about the Pin Oak Stallions, contact Clifford Berry and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do.
Well, we are back, and Michael Blowen from Old Friends is here, and so is Dr. Doug Beyer. And how are you gentlemen this morning?
We're fine, Ursel. Oh, I'm fine. I won't speak for Dr. Beyer. I let his wife do that. I'm fine. He can speak for himself.
Okay. Where's your jacket?
What do you mean? It's fabulous today. It's like August.
Like August?
Mm. August in New England.
Oh, August in New England.
Makes you feel like home.
I knew there was something I didn't like about New England. Yeah, well, what's going on, my friend?
Well, let's see. Been over to the sale, handed out brochures, trying to sell insurance policies to the babies to prepare for their future at Old Friends. Been moderately successful.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is a funny story. There was a Tappet filly that was going up for sale the other day, and she was beautiful. I mean, she was absolutely gorgeous, and I was just looking at her in the back there and thinking, there's a tap on my shoulder, and it was Jerry Moss from Zenyatta fame. And Jerry says, what do you think of her? I said, she's beautiful. And then we got into a protracted conversation, and he says, well, I guess you're a pretty good judge. She went for $250,000. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I guess. And he goes, yeah, and I bought her.
Is that right?
Yeah, Dr. Byers reminded me, of course. She looked just like Zazu, who's their nice filly.
Oh, was she about Tappet also?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's
so nice. That was good.
Sales been going good.
Very good. Yeah.
That's encouraging.
It's good. You know what's great about the sale too? I think everybody's smiling, the buyers and the sellers.
Yeah, that is good when that mm-hmm. when that happens. It doesn't happen too often.
No, it doesn't. I thought it was me, but I guess not. She almost died swallowing an apple.
Yeah.
Heimlich, Dr. Heimlich.
We got a vet, will that do?
In a pinch.
I'll run for the stomach tube.
Okay. A tuber. She's not colicking, Doc. She's choking.
Oh, dear. So, but everything's going good. We got a lot of tourists today. So, if people want to come out and see all the great old horses, be my guest. Out at Old Friends, we have Gulches out there, of course, and Afternoon Delights, and Patton, and Ogygen, and Fortune
of
Prospect.
Name, Brary was up here this morning.
He was?
Yeah. He's got horses out here with Wayne Mackey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he was down on the rail.
He's got a lot of nice horses, and every time you look around, he's either winning a race or he's bred a horse is winning a race.
Well, he said, what did he say to you, Jackie? Somebody, who's that old, take care, you know.
Yeah, take care of the old man or something.
Something like that. Something about you being young. And so of course, Jackie says, I'll vote for you.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of people that would.
Yeah, me included.
He just retired Slough City Slough.
Yeah.
He's pensioned now.
That's what a nice old horse he was. You know?
It's funny because the day after they pensioned him, I was looking at the simulcast and one of Slough City Slough broke his maiden first time out in the maiden special weight. I said, well, maybe they're going to.
Yeah, there's very few days go by you don't see one of them winning somewhere.
It's amazing. Yeah. And, of course, he's the sire of Lava Man. I guess Lava Man must have been his best.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Well, that's been a lot of horses' best, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
He was awfully good.
Absolutely. Let's see, what else? Oh, October 17th. Put this on your calendar. October 17th is going to be Hall of Fame Day at Old Friends. We made arrangements with the National Racing Museum of Hall of Fame to have a celebration, a memorial service and celebration of Skipaway. We're going to reinter Skipaway over at Old Friends.
And
we'll have a ceremony, and then we're going to follow that up with a great celebration at Nick Ryan's Saloon in downtown Lexington.
Okay, I'll meet you down there.
It might be cold out.
We're only handing out the tickets if you come to the farm.
No,
I'm only kidding. No, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll have more
okay,
announcements
where
about
Nick
that.
Nick Ryan's on Jefferson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I've never been in there.
Oh, well, they've got, first of all, knowing you, they've got a fabulous selection of beers.
Okay.
And that will all be available on the evening of the 17th.
I'm not that big a beer drinker.
What?
Now you make everybody think I'm an old sot or something.
It's not me that's doing it. I mean, that's one of the first things I learned when I got here.
I don't drink anything harder than...
They said it's a good thing he sobers up by 10 o'clock because that's what time the show starts.
Well, I mean, yeah. All right.
But anyway, it's a great place. They have wonderful food. And we're going to have a... Bill Greeley's involved. He used to run Keeneland, of course.
Oh, I know Bill real well.
Yeah.
He used to run a lot of things. He was racing secretary up at the old Keystone, I believe he was. Yeah.
Nice. Well, he's helping us out. Terry and Ann McBrayer are helping, and Don and Barb, who own the restaurant, they're doing everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's on October 17th, and it's going to be a fundraiser. It's going to be a barbecue thing. We're going to have a barbecue sauce contest.
Oh, okay.
We're going to put a goldfish bowl in front of every barbecue sauce.
So it's more than a pub. It's a restaurant, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a fabulous restaurant. Yeah. A lot of the refugees from the former Black Tulip ended up there.
Is that mm-hmm. right?
A lot of the wait staff and the assistant cook and this, that, and the other. So
mm-hmm.
very nice place. It's an excellent place.
Yeah. I'll give that a try.
Yeah.
Right up from, it's right close to Stella's Deli.
Right next door.
Right next door to Stella's Deli. And that's a sandwich shop.
Yes.
Do you ever go in there?
Yeah, it's
good.
Do you
see the picture of Kelso? Have they still got that up there?
Yes.
Yeah. I went in there one day and this guy trying to tell me it was Citation.
Uh-oh, he didn't know who he was talking to.
Well,
foolish man.
Ridiculous.
Well, God, all you had to do was look at the silks. You know, I mean, wasn't in devil reds and blue up there, you know. I mean, it was... him winning one of his gold cup races. Head-on shot, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
What an amazing horse.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably one of the top five.
I would say so.
Yeah. That article you brought me the other day.
Oh, he's having a heart attack again. He's starting to look like Red Fox.
That guy. Oh, Lord, he's dead.
Yeah.
He did a lot of bluffing, though.
Yeah, right. He did a lot of heart attacks.
What was his wife's name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Yeah, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
I'm coming, Jackie. All right. Well, anyway,
the article I gave you.
Yeah, it was
American Turf Monthly, the one that had Zenyatta rated above Man of War. I'm coming, Elizabeth.
I was looking at that again the other day. I've got it laying around here somewhere. I'm not taking it home.
For those of you who don't have television and can't see the simulcast, he's starting to break out into a cold sweat and his face is turning red.
Well, he never saw Man of War.
Yeah.
If you ever saw Man of War, you'd never pick anything.
There
else.
You go.
That's what. I didn't see him race, but I saw him.
Yeah.
And, anyway, a lot of bad. I know a guy. What was it? The guy that wrote the book on sires, the great sire.
Bowen?
No, not Ed.
Oh.
No, this fellow's dead. Ed's still kicking. I'm having a senior moment anyway, but he saw both horses race.
Wow.
Yeah. And
there you go.
take that.
I quit.
He wrote the horse. He wrote the book at the Blood Horse published, Sire Lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Abe Hewitt.
Abe Hewitt.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he bred Pilot anyway. Stood Pilot. P-I-L-A-T.
Wow.
Yeah. He was the Sire Phalanx and all those good horses.
You know what you have to do sometime? You have to look up about a horse named Agile, who won the Derby in 1905.
Yeah, A-G-I-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very good. He's one of Catesby Clay's. He was a Catesby Clay. He was one of the Catesby Clay's, Ezekiel Clay's horses.
Of the same family, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Ezekiel was a colonel in the Civil War of the Confederacy.
And he had his eye shot out. Mm-hmm.
Had an eye shot out, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I thought we're going to celebrate Agile because Nick Ryan, the saloon's named after Nick Ryan, who's a big saloon keeper, owned like four or five saloons in Lexington.
Okay.
And he started them all in 1905, and that was the year Agile won the Derby. So we're trying to look up his silks and have get his silks made and put them up in there someplace to celebrate.
Yeah. My grandfather was a Civil War veteran.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my mother's father.
Wow. Well, at least he was on the winning side.
No, I'm sorry. We come from a long line of losers.
Keeping up the family heritage,
yeah,
right?
Really.
I didn't move it up any, believe me.
His other main claim to fame was that he used to ride this horse up and down the old courthouse steps.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of him doing that, and there was even postcards.
He rode his horse into the lobby of the old Phoenix Hotel.
Really?
Yeah, and he didn't drink.
Holy mackerel. No excuse.
No excuse.
Then why did he go there?
My mother used to tell it to he used to lead all the parades on this horse. Her name was Major. They had postcards. I've still got some of those postcards. And he used to lead all the parades around here, Labor Day parade, you know, one day. And my mother tells a story that she was watching them go by, and these ladies standing behind her said, "Look at that. There goes Dick Redd leading the Labor Day parade. Never worked a day in his life."
That's what they say about me. Hey, I'm going to lead the parade in Georgetown Festival of the Horse. I'm the Grand Marshal. Diane and I are the Grand Marshal and Grand Marshalette.
Well, I can see I can see Diane, but where do you fit in?
Ursula's trying to figure out how many people they had to call before they got to me. Well, we asked that guy last time. He said no. But anyway, it's going to be fun. Last weekend of the month, and the parade stops right in front of Galvin's or right near the bar, the old Friends Bar at the 1840, former 1840, Rodney's on Broadway. We can stop there at the end of the parade.
When is that?
It's the last weekend of the month, Saturday night.
And this weekend's Midway.
Yeah, Midway Fall Festival this weekend. Hot stuff.
Right. Yeah,
like fried stuff, this is where you want to go.
Yeah, and then we got the Secretariat Festival coming up.
We're going to that, too. We're bringing a horse over there.
Are they having the look-alikes?
Yes.
Okay. You going to paint this one, too?
I didn't want to paint the other one. You should, you know, it's just a bad habit people get into with these horses. And they can't give it up. No, we're going to bring Reeve away over there. One of our horses, Reeve Way. He used to be at Doug's.
I thought he was Bay.
No, he's Chestnut.
Okay, well, that's a step in the right direction.
And he's a Tinner's Way, who's at the farm, and he's out of a Reaver Ridge mare, so what the heck?
He's got
Meadow Stable on both sides.
Top and bottom.
Should count for something.
Yeah.
So we're going to go over there. Lafitte Pink High is going to be there, and Ronnie Turcotte, and Penny Chenery. I mean, it's going to be a nice event.
Oh, well, put Lafitte up on him. And then
yeah, that's right. We'll see how he does, but that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be, yeah. I got to interrupt you.
Oh.
How the hell am I going to do this spot while I'm alive? Oh, dear. This is going to be a tough one. All right. Unbridled Song, Unbridled Seattle Slew, El Grand Senor, In Reality, Empire Maker, Chester House. A lot of side power in the immediate pedigree of First Defense. Make no mistake about it, First Defense was a runner. Sprinted 7 furlongs, 121-1 to win the Grade 1 4 goal, and 120-4 to win at Belmont Park, 122-1 at Churchill. Ran 6 furlongs and 9-2 when he won the Grade 3 Jiper Stakes. Won the Long Branch Breeders' Cup Stakes, going 2 turns at Monmouth Park. Ran a game second to Hard Spun in the Grade 1 King's Bishop. Now, First Defense has all the prerequisites to become a successful sire. Stands at Judmont Farm, home also of the Grade 1 Stakes winner and proven sire of Grade 1 Stakes winners, Mizzenmast, a son of Cozine. In 2011, sales 2-year-olds by Mizzenmast have sold for an average of over $103,000. There's a demand because horsemen know that he sires runners. Most recent stakes winners are Ms. Direction, winner of the Sandy Blue Handicap at Del Mar after a second in the Grade 2 Clemente and Salary Drive, winner of the $100,000 Dolphine Miss Stakes after placing in the Grade 2 Gulfstream Oaks, and Little Silver Stakes at Monmouth earlier this year. So take a close look at your earnings by First Defense and Mizzenmast out of Keeneland. Chances are pretty good that you'll be looking at a runner. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at Judmont Farm, and see the website at Judmont.com. Well, last weekend, horses raised at Macaulay Products, raised on Macaulay Products, won stakes in Great Britain, in the USA, and in Canada. Premio Loco, winner of the Group 2 Park Stakes at Doncaster, was bred by Dr. Chuck Kidder, Dr. Nancy Cole, and Dr. John Griggs. Mizna, a filly bred by Swettenham Stud and foaled over at Creekview, that's a division of Ashford Stud, won the Group 2 Park Hill Stakes, also at Doncaster. Back in the USA, the Surf Stakes at Del Mar was won by Rumor, bred by Dr. Mrs. Walter Zent, and the winner of the George Rosenberg Memorial at Delaware, She Be Classy, was bred by Mike and Nancy Mazzoni. In Canada, Tom Bonbuni, bred by Dr. Steve Conboy, won the Express Stakes. The Swinford Stakes went to Indian Evening, bred by Summer Wind Farm and carrying the Vinery Silks. And Beluca Bull, bred by Dr. Bernard Pertuca, won the Winnipeg Futurity to remain undefeated in 4 starts. Beluca Bill, incidentally, is one of 2 stakes winners in the first crop by the Airdrie sire Flashy Bull. And the sire of Indian Evening, Indian Charlie, also stands at Airdrie Stud. So congratulations to all from Macaulay Brothers. To join the winning team, call Steve Baker or Mike Warren, 873-3333, or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, where it's all about the horse. September 5, Sweet Energy wins at Monmouth Park. September 8, Gimme Shock Treatment wins at Hoosier, trained right here, incidentally. September 10, 49 Watts wins at Delaware. September 10, Miss Buxley wins in Canada. September 10, Legacy Song wins at Zia. September 11, Sarah Douglas wins at Turfway. September 12, Sweet as a Kiss wins at Par X. All 3-year-olds, all from the first crop by Unbridled Energy. And the beat goes on. Now add 2 stakes winners plus another that's placed in stakes, and that should be reason enough to take a close look at the Unbridled Yearlings at Keeneland. Unbridled Energy won his only start at 2, won the Grade 3 Marine Stakes at Woodbine, second in the Grade 3 Northern Dancer Breeders' Cup Stakes at Churchill at 3, won the Grade 2 San Fernando Breeders' Cup Stakes at Santa Anita at 4, and he's by the top sire and bridle song out of a stakes-winning mare. He has a license to sire runners, and he is. He stands at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. See the website, crestwoodfarm.com. All right, Dr. Byer, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
How's your lovely bride?
Well, she's home doing things she likes to do, so she's doing lovely.
Okay, good.
She's a lovely bride who's doing lovely.
That's wonderful, wonderful, yeah.
Well, I thought for the topic, first of all, I was going to get Dr. Pete Pryor to come in on this because he's a racetrack veterinarian or part-time racetrack veterinarian, but Pete, a little stage fright, so we let him off the hook.
Stage fright?
Yeah. He, you know, a lot of you guys, if I say, you know, people don't, they get tired of my rambling, so we'll get some fresh blood in here and get some other comments. Anyway, we'll keep harassing Pete. But and Pete, if you're out there, you know we're coming.
Tell me, just call him a good old boy.
Yep. Went to a meeting last night, which is a pretty important meeting. The Kentucky Association of Equine Practitioners held the meeting, and probably, I'm going to guess, 100 veterinarians there. And the topic was race day medication, specifically Lasix. And so it's been batted around a lot in the media, so kind of got an overall perspective from the veterinary community at this particular meeting. And so Dr. Steve Reed headed up the meeting and had a panel, and which was Mary Scalay and Dr. Foster Northrup. And Dr. Northrup didn't hold any punches. He let it fly out there what he was concerned about. And I think he spoke for most veterinarians to say that the priority we haven't really sorted out is we got to do right by the horse. That's the main thing. And Dr. Bramlage chimed in a little bit later that it's difficult to convince some of the officials that just eliminating Lasix is going to clean up our image and everything else. The bottom line is a lot of the information that was presented was from the gurus on pulmonary hemorrhage. Probably talk more about pulmonary hemorrhage and what we know, but we have Dr. Fred Dirksen, Michigan State. The main man is Ed Robinson at Michigan State, and they presented a lot of info. Ken Hinchcliffe has done a number of studies that have been published, although we need more research. That was one of the things that was highlighted. The bottom line to most of the scientific information is that Lasix is good for the horse. They appreciate that we know a lot about the large numbers of horses that bleed, and that we know bleeding is not good for the horse, and that Lasix is the only medication known to reduce the amount of bleeding.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily stop it.
No. And the older they get, the more wear and tear. We've talked about that on here before. The more unlikely it is to stop it. Now, you know, there's no question that there is abuse from the standpoint of you look up on the card and every 2-year-old in a maiden race is running on it. Well, that's not that kind of defies your logic.
Yeah.
And I think so they are treated. There are arguments that in Europe they don't use Lasix and they do just fine. And that's not true. There were some European veterinarians there and they say, no, you know, we train on Lasix. We appreciate race day is different. We have a lot of horses that if they do bleed, eventually if the economics work out, they get sent to America where they can get LASIK. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the misconceptions. One of the other ones that was discussed last night that's kind of important is genetics. You know, are we making an inferior horse through the use of LASIK? And the consensus there was, no, we're not. We've only had LASIK for 30 years, and we've recognized bleeding throughout time. And, of course, recognizing bleeding is also an inconsistent thing. In tracks in Europe and throughout the world, they have to bleed out the nose. Otherwise, they don't get scoped.
Yeah.
So we don't know their actual incidence. And it was brought out that Hinchcliffe's study has shown that horses will race better if they're on LASIK. And the three areas that they think LASIK helps horses, and none of this is definitive. We need more research to really back it up. LASIK may serve as a bronchodilator, so it relieves bronchospasm during racing. Now, in a study about 20 years ago in the New England Journal of Medicine, two Italian studies looked at asthmatics, and they gave exercise-induced, which is one of the forms of asthma, and cold-induced asthma. Well, they'll start wheezing if it gets cold and stuff like that. And they had them use inhaled LASIK. And they actually showed that those people improved and their ability to move mucus and to bronchodilate was improved by inhaling LASIK. And that was one of the controversies also discussed last night was they're going to take the injection of LASIK away from racetrack veterinarians and put it only in the hands of regulatory veterinarians. Mm-hmm. So some of the concerns about the veterinarian is turning in the sheet to get with their name on it while somebody else is giving the drug. In other words, you're turning the sheet to the source to receive LASIK. Mm-hmm. So it would go into the form. So the bronchodilation was one of the things that not totally understood. There was a suspect paper years ago about that maybe it reduced platelet activity. And, of course, we know that microthrombi is really what Dirksen and them Michigan are showing is going on along. So they get little microclots, and they remodel those capillaries, and then eventually they get what I call varicosities in the back of the lung. They showed the pressure gradients during the exercise is where they start to leak the blood. So whether there's a platelet activity like aspirin has, we don't really know. The last thing that was really discussed a lot was weight loss, that they showed that when you give LASIK, horses lose a certain amount of fluid, and their body weight is reduced for the race, and that may put less stress on them. So there was some comments on enhancing their performance because of a weight loss, and then it was brought out that, you know, you may be normalizing them. If these three features prior to an exertion, then you may actually be helping the horse normalize, just like those asthmatic people that got it had less asthma, wheezing, and bronchodilation. They're certainly not being enhanced. Yes. They're just returning to not have to carry that other burden. The genetics part of it, again, was such a short window in time that they really felt that that was an irrelevant argument. That we're not weakening the breed. It's just been too short of a window. We've had LASIK for about 30 years. In terms of managing some of these bleeder horses in different areas, there was a comment made that some trainers take the water away to try and get weight loss into the animal in those countries that don't have race day medication.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if that's the right thing to do or not, but that's one of the things that a few trainers will do. Nutraceuticals, everybody is all over it, just like anything else. If you ban it, you're going to have more products out there that are advertised that don't test, that don't do this, that don't do that. And so we're opening a commercial element. Veterinarians felt a bit like a target. You know, a lot of people are negative on what the veterinarians are doing. And it was a moneymaker for them to keep LASIX, and that was discussed as absolutely not true. You can eliminate LASIX, and you're not going to influence their income production. It would be very minor. So a lot of things got kicked around. Dr. Bramlage brought out that a lot of the scientific information that we know that specifically says we're helping horses by doing this, and it's not toxic, and we have a lot of positive aspects, are things that the officials don't accept. In other words, they've made up their minds, yeah. And he feels very much that LASIK may get removed just by opinionation rather than science.
Yeah.
So, and that got batted around a lot, and it's a big thing to think about because, again, who are we helping? Are we helping the horse, or are we helping the game?
Yeah.
And right now, it's almost like abortion in women. You know, what's the right position to take? You know, so a lot of argument.
Okay.
All right.
That was good. That was very good.
Well, there's a lot to think about, and you'll keep reading more and more about it because it's in every sheet. So.
Yeah. Okie doke. Well.
All right.
Appreciate it. Be right back with you. Well, DeHaal, Invisor, and Zessel are sowing first crop 2-year-olds, and they're showing run. Opportunities remain to purchase yearling by all three of these grade one stakes winners at Keeneland. DeHaal has already sired a stakes winner from his first small test crop of just 6 foals. His Gypsy Robin won first time out in a maiden special at Keeneland and has since won the sorority stakes at Mama. Invisor has 5 starters that have won a place, 2 in Great Britain, a winner at Ellis Park, plus another that's placed in stakes. Dazzle has already sired a pair of multiple winners. Farhan, racing in Great Britain, has posted 2 wins, 1 in a maiden special and 1 in an allowance race. Compressor has 2 wins in a second and 3 starts. DeHaal won the Grade 1 Cigar Mile when he's the son of leading sire Awesome again. Invisor won the Breeders' Cup Classic, the Dubai World Cup, ranked number 1 in the world. He is one of 2 Eclipse Award winners by Candy Stripes. Dazzle won the Classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes, and he's by the top sire seeking the gold out of a broodmare of the year. So take a close look at the yearlings by DeHaal, Invisor, and Dazzle. And for more information, contact Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at Shadwell Farm and see the website at shadwell.com. All right, Jackie Runoff. Here she goes. Outside talking, that's Jackie.
Well, we can talk about Quillen.
You got his mic on? Yeah, we can talk about it. You ought to talk about Quillen, the deal you
Thank
get
you,
about.
Ralph. Thank you, Ralph.
I think Jim Freeze is here. He could probably talk about it. Yeah, I guess Claiborne gets their attack from Kill Quillen, too, don't they, Jim? Yeah, you betcha, he said.
Well, Jim's all excited because we're all going to have that great Secretariat Festival.
Yeah, I know. That's the reason he's here today.
He came bearing gifts, too. I'm afraid he's setting a bad precedent.
Yeah. This is an example. Oh, my goodness. Is that an example?
That's our Friday night kickoff the festival with the Minute Clark
okay.
Liberty Barrel.
Sit down and talk to this, Jim. Come here. While you're at it, we'll just sit you right down here.
All right.
Yeah, might as well talk about it. You bought in a bottle of Maker's Mark. That's a terrible thing to do this early in the morning to people like me. What are you doing?
Well,
and Michael,
yeah,
I should say.
Really?
Get close to that. What are you doing with this now?
Well, on Friday night, to help kick off the festival, it's a weekend festival now, we have the Paris Art Walk, which is from 5 to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And all the merchants come out in force with their art and hors d'oeuvres. They close off the streets, have the music, and so on. Then at 8 o'clock, we had the Maker's Mark Celebrity Barrel Mania auction. So we had local and regional artists hand-paint these Maker's Mark barrels, and then they provided a bottle, as you see here, of Maker's Mark.
Gorgeous.
With a blank label for the artist to paint something similar to the barrel that they hand-painted.
Uh-huh.
So now we have a one-of-a-kind.
Whose signature?
That's George John Calipari.
C-A-L, you know.
Well, hell, I can't read that. I can't read my own handwriting. George Calipari?
John Calipari. That's one of the bottles that's a special one-of-a-kind unique bottle
okay.
of Maker's Mark signed by John Calipari on top of a painting which matches the whiskey barrel that goes with it.
Huh.
Then we have also celebrities such as Rich Brooks, Joker Phillips, Bob Baffert.
Rich Brooks, that's a good one to go with the bourbon thing, isn't it?
Chris McCarron, Bobby Flay, William Shatner.
Oh, my goodness.
Laura Bell Bundy.
Wow.
So it'll be a big time. Dan Issel, Goose Gibbons.
Is Dan in town, by the way?
No, not in town.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
But that's Friday night. And, of course, Saturday we kick off the festival, and that'll be a major thing. It's grown a little bit each year. We're so thankful that we got such wonderful sponsors like, of course, Claiborne Farm and this year Maker's Mark. Mm-hmm. And we have some very famous operations that are going to join us, such as Michael Blowen's old friends. Chris McCarron's coming down. He's bringing his exerciser that all the kids will go crazy over. And we have seven different horse events going on in the arena all day long. Then we have the celebrity corner where the celebrities will be in there autographing pictures, whatever you want to bring. You can buy pictures there of Secretariat or bring your own things you want signed. Miss Chinnery will be there. Her daughter Kate and her book will be there. Hall of Fame jockey Lafitte Pincai that rode Swale in the Derby. He'll be there. Bobby Ussery, Pat Day.
Bobby was here up here just... few minutes ago.
Was he?
Yeah. He comes by quite a bit.
Another Triple Crown winning jockey, John Cruguet, will be there. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a big time with autographs and music and arts and crafts and then, of course, the festival events. But the big thing, too, is for children. We, of course, want children to know the fun and the majesty and nobility of the horses and how much fun it is to be around them. So we have lots of activities all day long for the children, such things as creating unique jockey silks, doing a variety of puzzlers and horse-related games. They'll be designing their own wooden horse ornaments to hang on their Christmas trees. They'll be making paper tube horses from recycled products. And we have the Hopewell famous spinner graphic machine, which makes a take-home project that kids will love to do. And, of course, children and adults both like things like the miniature horses. This year, the miniature horses will be doing a variety of performances, such as jumping and having an all-decked-out buggy competition. And not only that, they'll have their at-the-races costume party contest. And then, of course, we have the fast-action lickety-split mounted pony competitions from Louisville. That's where the teenagers come in riding horses, and they go lickety-split, and they do something while they're riding. Like it might be knock off a milk jug. Then they go down and turn around and come back and
fall off or something.
Yeah, fall off. Stop and put that milk jug back on
the
base. And the really fun thing that the crowd loves is the way they get on the horses. They get on with their running mount like Roy Rogers in the old days. It's just a blast to watch.
Well, I'm sure Michael's going to bring Little Silver Charm over.
We're going to bring.
Who are you bringing?
We're going to bring Reeve away. So I mentioned earlier,
he's
got Meadow Stable on both sides.
He's got the miniature horse, though. Why don't you bring him over?
He doesn't like to travel.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. He's very
mean. A bad shipper?
In fact, the guy that brought him down from New England with our thoroughbred horse, Invigorate, said, I'll never have one of those little blankety-blanks on my truck ever again, because he was so nasty.
You know, this started out as a Quillen commercial.
Is that right? We've come a long way, baby.
Right. So Claiborne does my business with Ralph, too, huh?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only for the horses, but he also prepared the plates for the hand-painted whiskey barrels that we'll be auctioning off.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Is there anything that man can't do? This is the amazing thing.
I think Ralph, he's out of town right now. He said he was on his way somewhere. Jack in here, Facebook buddies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
maybe we could track him. Maybe it could be like Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. You can kind of track him.
Yeah.
On the Facebook page.
Oh, well, Ursula,
Ralph.
Yeah. You all just mentioned something I'd like to mention here. On Secretariat Festival Facebook, we have all the 16 different barrels that are on there so you can look at them and see how beautiful they are. And we'd like for people to go to that and then vote for their favorite barrel. We're giving an award to the People's Choice, just like the new Secretariat People's Choice Award.
Oh, great.
So we got a People's Choice Award for the best or your most favorite barrel.
Yeah. What, on your website, you said?
Yeah, well, that's on Secretariat Festival Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now they can see all the details on there also, plus there's Secretariat.com that has all the details on there.
Oh, great.
It's a great event. I mean, if you haven't been, you have to go. I mean, you know, one of the other things is you get to hang around with the horses.
It's the 23rd, 24th, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, 23rd.
The 24th is when the action.
They have miniature horses that get dressed up like Secretariat.
Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. With little kids.
Do they like paint them too?
Five-year-olds wearing the silks. And, you know, they get the little blinkers on in the metal stable collars.
Yeah.
Blue and white checks. I mean, it's really, really a great time.
Yeah.
And you get to see people from all over the country that come to Kentucky just to come to this for the weekend.
Well, if you want to know where the world-famous quill and leather and tack is, it's right there in Paris, Kentucky.
You can stop on your way out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they have tours stop in there now.
At Quillen's?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah. It's on the Main Street, right across from Ken's Market. If you're going in from Lexington, it's go to the third stoplight, and it's right on the left there, and that's Ralph Quillen Tack. And I guess it's Quillen.com, Q-U-I-L-L-I-N is their website. Sell over almost, 17,000, 18,000 halters a year out of there.
And some of them they don't sell.
Of them are yours.
I would think. Yeah.
Some of them they give away.
They never gave me any, I'll tell you that. Of course, mine are all rotten ones I take in to get fixed. Let me do one more spot, and I'll get right back with you guys. I got to catch up here. Well, Spring at Last was bred to over 200 mares in his first two seasons at stud, and now his first foals of yearlings. And with the numbers in his favor, they'll reach the races next year. A Spring at Last yearling just might be a good investment. He stands at a farm noted for developing outstanding sires, Distorted Humor, Tis Now, Sprightstown, Bluegrass Cat, Sharp Humor. Why should he be the exception? Spring at Last won Grade 1 stakes, earned over $1 million, and he was a brilliant miler. He was never defeated at that distance and beat an international field in the Grade 2 Godolphin Mile. Spring at Last is one of more than 80 stakes winners by Silver Deputy. He's out of a daughter of Dinah Former that's produced three graded stakes winners, two of them Grade 1 winners. So take a good look at the Spring at Last yearlings at Keeneland. For more information about the Windstar Stallions, contact Robert Hammond at 873-1717 and see the website at windstarfarm.com. Run that body one more time. Behind here.
It's during my life.
Too much fun.
I'm here talking to Jim Frazier and Michael Bowen. And with a bottle of whiskey sitting between us, and we don't know who's going to reach for it. Hey, Jackie, bring those shot glasses in here.
That's a fabulous drawing.
Yeah, that's going to be. It is fun. Yeah,
that's a beautiful label.
And
really
they're different different labels by different artists. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Each artist that painted the barrel also painted the label. One will be unique and one of a kind collector's item.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. A lot of artists in Bourbon County, for some.
Absolutely. Now, we do have some that came from Lexington, too, so it's a regional art show.
Oh, okay. Very good. That they're having an art walk in downtown Paris in conjunction with that, aren't
they? That's correct, yeah. So now it's a weekend extravaganza.
How long have you been out of Claiborne?
A little over 35 years so far.
Is that all?
That's all.
Jeez. Are you from around here, Jim?
I'm from Louisville originally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, you're the comptroller, is that right?
I've been called worse, I appreciate that.
35 years. Mm-hmm. Well, you knew, of course, for 35 years. When did Mr. Hancock...
I didn't have the pleasure of meeting Mr. Hancock. He died in 1972.
Okay.
So I came in 1976.
Okay,
but it's
You came with Seth,
and it's been just an absolute wonderful dream position for me. I'm thrilled to work for the Hancocks. They're fabulous.
Well, they do so much for the community.
They do. Even the park where we have this festival was substantially built by the Claiborne Farm crew and support in many, many ways over the years. Now it's a fabulous little park, isn't it, Michael?
It's a fabulous park, and it's named after John Soseby.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. So that's really nice, too.
John was a longtime manager down there and just passed
great
away.
Guy.
He's lost to Bourbon County when he passed away.
Right. Yeah, John would be sitting right here. The only reason I'm here is because we lost John. But we're having a tribute to John. We're going to start the festival at 9:45 with the national anthem. And then his son, Tony, will come up and say a few words about his dad and how he was one of the founders of the festival itself, founding chairman. He also was the founder of the Paris Walk of Fame. We have a very neat thing going on in Paris. The cobblestone streets in downtown have implanted in them a stone that's a memoir of a famous racehorse like Ruffian and Course Secretariat. And John, that's one of his ideas, so we'll certainly miss him. Then we're going to have a song, one of his favorite songs, before we start the actual festival. And then we have a 2-foot by 3-foot postcard of John, the picture that was in the Thoroughbred Times and Blood Hearts a while back, and also on, it has a little smaller picture of John leading the Great Secretariat. And the public is invited to come by and say their farewell to John by signing that postcard.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
It'll be a 2-foot by 3-foot deal.
Well, you're having tours, too, of Claiborne.
We are, and it's been an amazing thing to me, Ursula, over the years. We started the festival 4 years ago, and we offered tours of Claiborne Farmers. One of the ways we raise money, people come to the festival at the fairgrounds, and they get on a bus, and they come over to Claiborne, and they tour up to the main stallion barn where Secretariat stood, and then they also tour back at the graveyard where he's buried, and there's just some kind of thrill to these people. They come from all over the place. This year we're up to over 200 people, and they're coming as far away as Canada and all the way down from Florida, and they drive for a day or two just to come to this festival and visit the conception point and birthplace of the great legendary hero, Secretariat.
Well, you've got a lot of great horses buried right behind that office there. And where is the other cemetery?
The other cemetery is just a little bit further back on the farm. It's not in public view.
Marchmont.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But right there with Secretariat, of course, you've got Swale and Nijinsky and a few other great horses like Mr. Prospector, Sir Galahad.
That's the old ones, Blenheim's buried there.
Yeah,
Blenheim's, Sir Galahad's
Galahad.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Round Table, Bull Ruler.
Listen to those names.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's a great
amazing
farm.
Well, you know, people love to visit the graves of these great racehorses. They really do. I mean, people come to our farm to, you know, see Black Tie Affairs and Precisionists, and now we have Noor there, and pretty soon we'll have Skipaway buried there. So, you know, people like to pay their respects to these animals because they've meant so much to their lives.
That's why it's so important to us to have Michael Blowen and old friends be part of our festival, because they do love to come and see their heroes and horses that have been around for a while, raced a long time, and become names. Well, here they are right next to them, and it's just a big thrill.
Yeah, and it's great. I'm out there every Monday, you know, at your place. Don't see you, though. You stay back in that office.
Yeah, they keep me back.
Somebody's got to do the hard work, right,
Jeff? Somebody's got to work around there, yeah.
Well, Dr. Byers is beckoning me. I think he's got bigger fish to fry, and he's my ride.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's giving me that look, you know.
All right, well, stop.
It's the same look if I don't pay my bill on time.
Oh, there you go. He doesn't bill you.
No.
Yeah, he's got more freebies than I don't know.
Amazing,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, Michael, thank you.
He deserves them. What he does.
Thanks for the generosity of everybody, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody at the Secretariat Festival next week.
Yeah, well, I'll be there.
Be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love going around there and shopping. They've got that one building open with all those goodies in there. You can go in there and buy T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
Is this still? We've got that long picture of Secretary winning the
Belmont.
Yeah,
yes, we have that picture.
Yeah, I know you do.
We have it in the office. Nux gave it to us, Mr. Knuckles.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah.
Very nice. And people come in and their eyes widen.
Yeah.
To try and take in the whole school. The length of the Belmont stretch. It is an amazing photograph.
Yeah. Well, it was an amazing race.
Yeah.
For God's sake. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ursula. Jim, thanks for inviting us. We really appreciate it.
Jim, I'm going to take a little break here. Right. And she might do that ID in the middle of this. If Mary Jane, if you're listening, I'll catch up a little bit later. But the first foals by End of Mischief, Notional, and Tis Wonderful are yearlings, and all three are well represented at the Keeneland sales. And all three were precocious two-year-olds. All three were graded stakes winners, and all three will have the numbers in their favor when their first crops will race next year. End of Mischief won Grade 1 stakes at 2, and he had blazing speed. Sprinted 6 furlongs and 6.5 furlongs and won 14-1 to break his maiden at 2. Then he came back at 3 to win stakes, going 7 furlongs and 120-1. In the Mischief is by Harlan's Holiday, sire of 10, 2011 stakes winners. Notional sprinted 6 furlongs and 9 flat to break his maiden as a 2-year-old. He placed in stakes that year, and at 3, he won the Grade 2 San Rafael. The Grade 3 Risen Star ran second to Scat Daddy in the Grade 1 Florida Derby, came back at 4 to take the Grade 3 Salvatore Mile. He's by In Excess, sire of over 60 stakes winners, including Indian Charlie. Tis Wonderful was undefeated at two, winning two graded stakes at Churchill and a maiden special at Saratoga by 12 and a half lengths. He is perhaps the most precocious son of the great Tis Now. For more information about the Spendthrift Farm Stallions, contact Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Fell, or Ned Toffey, and see the website at Shadwell Farm, at, excuse me, SpendthriftFarm.com.
Record CD-ROM is now in stock at Brisnet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year, pedigrees dating back to 1950. The American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at Brisnet.com or call 859-223-4444.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, broadcasting live from the Mingy Beef Jerky Studios.
Mingy Beef Jerky, you'll love it as much as we do.
This is WLXG AM Lexington.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about a good friend of mine, Ron Wallace, Equine Farm Management. Now, you know, Ron has been managed at the Chateau Clair Farm for Prince Saud bin Khalid, and they're having a dispersal out in Keenan in November. And, of course, he's going to handle that also. And in that dispersal, incidentally, is Royal Delta, who won the Alabama Stakes this year. And she's going to go either next in the Beldame or in the Spinster right out of Keeneland. I hope it goes in the Spinster so I get to see him run. Now, that's one of the farms that that Ron has been managing and developed. And, of course, he's got a firm that he founded called Equine Farm Management, founded back in 1995. So he has experience as a manager, you know, at Judmont, Three Chimneys, and so forth. What he does, he helps farm owners enjoy their horse farms. He can come in and take a look at your place and show you how you can make some improvements that will make it easier for and more enjoyable for you to operate that farm. Got a world of experience. Some of the farms that are around here besides Chateau Clair Farm over in Versailles, of course, and is, in New York, Paladese Investments, Redmond Road Farm over in Paris, Live Oak Stud down in Ocala, Hurricane Hills Farm right out here on the Paris Lexington Road, Summer Wind Farm. They bred a nice stakes winner over the weekend. So let me tell you how to get in touch with him. Here's his phone number. It's his cell number. It's 859. It's 621-1655. Let me say that again, 621-1655. And that's Ron Wallace. He'd be glad to sit down and talk to you about your place and what he can do to help you. That's Ron Wallace. That's equinefarmmanagement.com. Yeah, well, Jim Freeze down at Cleveland Farm. And 35 years, you said, you've been down there.
So far, yes.
You think it's going to be a permanent job.
Well, it's hard to call it work. It's just a pleasure to show up there every morning and work with Seth and
I think
Christelle and Clay and all the team.
You're not the oldest timer there, I know.
Oh, no. No, not by a long shot. There's a gentleman, Edmund Boyle's been there, I think, 51 years now.
Good Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman that comes into the Y, I see him all the time, that's just retired from down there. They said was out there for some 50 years. And I don't know his name, but I speak to him when he comes in. I'm on a walker, and he's on something else. And you're from Louisville. Your family wasn't been around horses or anything?
No, not very much. My dad took his vacation from a bank that he worked at, and he worked out at Churchill Downs on his vacation time because he just loved being out there, and I spent some time at Churchill Downs, of course, on Derby Day. Growing up a teenager, that was a big thing to do.
Yeah.
But I really wasn't connected. I was working in a financial position with an accounting firm at the time, so okay. I just was in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah. Born and raised in Louisville?
Born and raised in Louisville.
Okay. Go to U of L?
No, actually, I went to Bellarmine College.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to be a CPA, and that was well known as the good school for a CPA training, so that's where I went.
Yeah, and then you went to work at a bank right after that?
No, I went to work for Coopers & Lybrand CPA firm.
Yeah.
And and that's where CPA. I was.
Yeah, yeah. We just had some business with our CPA and under this past week.
Yeah. That's not all bad.
No, it's not all bad. No, in fact, it's been really great for us.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but how long did it take you to before, and what made you apply for that job at Claiborne?
Well, Claiborne, when Mr. Hancock was alive, was a good friend of Mr. Gresham, and Mr. Gresham was the senior partner of the accounting firm of SQ and Gresham.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working with a firm, Yeager, Ford, and Warren at the time, and they were close friends in Louisville, and I was friends with some fellows at SQ and Gresham. And when Seth took over, it was determined that he ought maybe have an in-house CPA because mm-hmm. he was going to concentrate on horses and not finances and financial things. So they were looking at the same time that I was looking, and my friends at SQ and Gresham told me about it. And I came out, and Seth met me and told me about the position and took me through the farm and showed me secretariat. And I said, where do I sign?
That was enough to do it.
That was enough, yeah.
Yeah, because that was in 1976. 76.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. So secretariat had been in stud for 2 or 3 years at that time.
That's correct. And they were still lined up to see him, though. It was an amazing fact to me.
Still?
Oh, yeah.
They still are lined up.
It's a continuing legend that's hard to comprehend. And we're just fortunate that he exudes such top quality. Now he's a symbol, a brand name for top quality and excellence that our whole industry and horses in general everywhere are just taking good advantage of the stature of the Ward Secretariat,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to give something, of course, back to the community, and Claiborne's been a big factor in that, and Seth and Dell and Clay Hancock. And, of course, we appreciate the people of Central Kentucky because they love the horses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so nice to live and work in a community that appreciates what you do. So this festival really is a way to give back. Plus, he has such a great following. I mean, it's just proper, we think, and appropriate for Bourbon County, where he was conceived and stood for so long, to have the Secretariat Festival. And people are coming from all across the country. It seems to just be growing quite a bit year after year. Last year was not such a great year because we had the World Games going on at the same time.
Yeah.
So we didn't quite have as many visitors as I'm sure we'll have this year.
Yeah. You want to say something, Jackie?
I was going to say I wouldn't mind being the CPA for Claiborne Farm after this sale.
Well, thank you. That's been good for us and good for lots of others, too. Thank goodness. It looks like maybe things are heading in the right direction.
Did you have a good sale?
We have,
something.
Oh, great.
Still have some
and still got more to sell.
Yeah, I think we have about 20 today.
Good night.
And already over 2 mil.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, I have a free season to war.
Say that horse is really doing good,
isn't he?
Yeah. Two great stakes, two grade one stakes winners in his first crop.
Following in the footsteps of his sire, isn't he?
Yeah, he's by dancing. If he does, you're off and running.
Yeah.
Well, he's off and running as it is. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really a lot of fun.
It's fun to root for Claiborne when you live in Bourbon mm-hmm. County. Everybody does, and everybody knows all about it. It's just kind of the home team.
Yeah. Well, this festival is going to be fun. Jack and I are looking forward to being there, Jim.
Well, thank you. I sure appreciate you having me on to talk about it a little bit. It's, you know, it's kind of unique, not only as a festival, but having such great names of our industry together all at one time in one spot,
mm-hmm.
being there for the celebrity autograph sessions and having a silent auction of Secretariat memorabilia and the store where people can buy and keep, mm-hmm. you know, become heirlooms for them and their family and generations to come. So it's just a really fun thing, and I appreciate everything that you've done to help promote it.
Well, Ms. Chenery's in good health, obviously.
She is. She's
great.
She's coming with Kate, and Kate is also a great ambassador for the Thoroughbreds and Secretariat. Now she has her book out, and she'll be presenting her book, so it'll be a lot of fun.
This is not the first time that Ms. Chenery's been here, is it?
No, she's been to all. This will be the fourth one, and she's been to every one.
Oh, that's nice.
She is really something.
You know, I had an interview with her several years ago, back when she was living in Lexington. And I went in, and I had fun talking to her. And I guess we've got that interview somewhere. It's archived out of Keeneland.
Really?
Yeah. And you will be too, incidentally. And but I talked to her about, you know, she thought I was going to talk a whole lot about Secretariat, but I got to talking about Mr. Chenery and the broodmares that he had, and asking about Cicada and First Landing and those horses. And she ended the interview with, it was the best interview I've ever had. And ending when I said, "Miss, thank you so much." She says, "Oh, that was fun." You know, I said, "Oh, great." You know, okay. Well, I want to thank you for coming in, and we'll be there. And
good deal.
Yeah,
we'll look forward to seeing.
All right, it's been Jim Freeze from down at Keeneland, and Jim
Keeneland.
I mean, excuse me. Well, there too.
Yeah, second home.
Second home. Yeah. Well, we're talking about the Keeneland sales, and you know,
right.
Yeah, down at Claiborne Farm, and we'll. See, I'll be in there Monday to see you guys.
All right.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate it. Fun talking to you. One other thing. I hope you don't ask me back to do the handicapping for the Derby next year.
I was thinking about it.
I think you're going to ride me out of town on a rail. The horse that I picked didn't go. The horse that I picked second pulled up lame. And I did have the third horse, third. That was good.
Also, I think you gave us 1 year the horse that finished last. See, we pay 10% for the horse that finishes last.
Well, just pick the one I usually like, and that's what.
Thank you, Ursula.
You can eliminate the win right there. Okay, wonderful. Well, here's a reminder to all you yearling buyers. Vinery's state-of-the-art facility is a perfect place to give your youngsters the tools they must have to become successful racehorses. The facilities at Vinery, Florida, are second to none, and the staff there is long on experience in superior horsemanship, so now is the time to contact Vinery. The number in Lexington is 455-9388. And for more information, see the website at vinery.com. The folks at Vinery in Kentucky, in Florida, New York, are prepared to help you in every facet of the thoroughbred industry. Breaking and training, boarding, breeding, sales prep, rehabilitation, bloodstock services, plus a very successful racing partnership program that is unique in its simplicity. Just last Saturday, Indian evening, a two-year-old colt carrying the Vinery Silks won the $150,000 Swinford Stakes at Woodbine. Once again, give the folks at Vinery a call. Ask for John Gasper, Steve Castanola, Francis Rillihan, or Grant Williamson, and the website is vinery.com. And here is Vinery's pledge to you. They'll do everything possible to make your experience in the thoroughbred industry both enjoyable and profitable.
When Jack and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
Well, September 10 in Chicago, Rocket 21, a two-year-old filly by Indian Chale, won the grade $300,000 Arlington, Washington Lassie. September 10 at Louisiana Downs, She's All In, a four-year-old filly by Include, won the $100,000 River City Stakes. September 11 at Woodbine, Indian Evening, a two-year-old colt by Indian Chale, won the $150,000 Swinford Stakes. September 11 in Canada, Class Included, a three-year-old filly by Include, won the $100,000 British Columbia Oaks. Then on September 14th, Run Stevie Run, a two-year-old colt by Stevie Wonderboy, won the C.F. Appleberg Stakes at the Fairplex. Rocket 21 score in the Arlington, Washington Lassie follows by just 3 days the win of Rumor, a three-year-old filly by Indian Charlie in the CERF Stakes at Del Mar. One of the nation's elite sires, Indian Charlie, is sired the winners of four Eclipse Awards. Include is also the sire of the 2011 Grade 1 Stakes winner, Her Smile, and the 2011 Grade 2 Stakes winner, St. John's River, She was a fast closing second in the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks. And Run Stevie Run is one of five winners from the first crop by Eclipse Award winner Stevie Wonder Boy. Indian Charlie includes Stevie Wonder Boy, Stan and Mr. Mrs. Bird, and Sidon's Airdrie Stud. So watch for their yearlings at the Keeneland Sales. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says a foe with his...
I'm trying to get Jackie in here. Jackie. She's outside talking again. And hanging me out to dry here. We want to do a few announcements. Oops. Come on in here and get something done. What's Jamie Bruin doing out there?
He's got that Percheron cross that he's working on to be a pony.
Oh, a Percheron cross? Working on a good pony?
Yeah. And he was,
I like that pony. He's ugly as hell, but,
I don't think he's ugly.
Yeah, he's ugly. He's got a pretty eye. Did you notice that?
Yeah. He's a bit of a Roman nose, but he's a draft cross.
All right, Jackie, you want to do something,
Yeah, just a second. Let me move. Oh. I wanted to mention, Dr. Byers said one of the perceptions or one of the political points they make about LASIKs is that the fans, it will change the fans' perception if they have a bad idea about racing and all this, that kind of stuff. And he said, that's nonsense. When, who was it, Dutrow got in all that trouble and they ban this and they ban that and they do all that kind of stuff, the fan base is a flat line. It didn't do anything to any fans. It doesn't make any difference. Those people really don't care. They've polled handicappers. They've polled people that come, the fan base. They don't care about that. And if they think that it's something that's good for the horse, they're all over it. They want you to do it. So
yeah.
he wanted me to mention that. So, okay, as I said before, Joyce Brinsfield's Valley High training facility, show stable, etc. It's down near Versailles. You get off the first exit and turn left and go down 33, and it splits. There's a Y in the road. You go left, and she's down there on the right. Anyway, her big horse show, Valley High Classic, is October 8th and 9th, and she's coaching at Midway. She's coaching the equestrian team. So that's kind of fun. Bluegrass Farm Charities is going to have a racino Friday, October 7th, at the Marriott Griffin Gate. It is called Hard Boots and High Heels, and it's dressy cocktail, so there. Walt Robertson's going to auctioneer, and Steve Castagnola is the MC.
Stevie.
That's nice.
Yeah, Walt's a good auctioneer.
Yeah, doors open.
Drag him out of Keeneland there.
Yeah. will be dinner and live auction. Starting about, doors open at 6. Gaming is from 8 to 11. They're going to have a lot of, it's $100. LM Communication, parent company of this radio station.
Oh, good for them.
Is a sponsor also. Sally Vans is a sponsor.
Great outfit.
Different friends of ours are helping with this. That's really nice. They're going to have a lot of fun silent auction items. A Manhattan trip for two with VIP day at Belmont for 6. Las Vegas, Vegas baby getaway to the National Rodeo Finals. Now, where is our friend Matt Howard? He'd probably like National Rodeo Finals.
I think he's at a sale in
Oklahoma,
I believe it is.
Okay, 3 Keeneland packages, a Churchill Down Millionaire Row package for 8, halters worn by such as Zenyatta, congrats, Invisor, and others. Now, here's this cracks me up. For the sharp-dressed man, not well-dressed, sharp, got that? It's a difference. A custom-made suit and a laptop. Do you suppose the laptop is sewn into the suit? I'm not real sure of the thing. Anyway, call 219-0910.
Let me catch up a little bit, Jackie.
All right.
We got to roll in that last hour and got behind. Well, the first foals by Horace Greeley are yearlings this year. He was a brilliant two-year-old, so for a solid chance at an early return on your investment, take a close look at the Horace Greeley yearlings at Keeneland. Broke his maiden by 4 lengths at Del Mar and a maiden special, came right back and won the Grade 2 Del Mar Futurity, going 7 furlongs and 122 and change. And Horace Greeley descends from the sideline. Oh, Mr. Greeley, the sire of over, you know, going on 60 stakes wins, elusive quality, Spitestown, Gone West, the great Mr. Prospector. What's more is damned, Chili Chate by Stormcat, placed in 2 Grade 1 stakes, and she's the daughter of the multiple Grade 1 stakes winner, Corita Tostada, the dam of 2 graded stakes winners. Earlier, 3 champions under the third dam. So in a nutshell, Horace Greeley was precocious graded stakes winner at 2 by a highly successful sire from a great sire line and from a female family loaded with Grade 1 stakes performance. He's got a license to sire runners. Horace Greeley stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sam. See the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, Northern Causeway winner September 11 of the Grade 3 $200,000 British Columbia Derby was bred, raised, and sold by Indian Creek. Another recent graduate of Indian Creek is The Factor, recent winner of the Grade 1 Pat O'Brien Stakes out of Del Mar. Noble Causeway and The Factor are just the most recent in a long list of top runners raised at Indian Creek, a list that includes 6 champions on 4 different continents. Selling to Mar at Keeneland are 16 more potential stakes winners from Indian Creek, so take a look, close look in Barn 14. You'll find a colt by the nation's leading freshman, Sire, Hardspun. And he's a half-brother to a graded stakes winner and millionaire. A colt by Indian Charlie, sire of the winners of 4 Eclipse Awards, out of a Grade 1 producer. Plus yearlings by such stallions as Spitestown, Rockport Harbor. That one's a full brother to a stakes winner. Any Given Saturday, Tis Wonderful, Awesome Again. Two by Street Sense, a half-brother to stakes winner My Magic Moment, sired by Any Given Saturday, and more. Remember the source, Indian Charlie, and remember to ensure your purchases with the Clay Ward Agency in Paris, where horsemen have found superior coverage since 1931. Indian Creek, selling the world's finest thoroughbreds. The Clay Ward Agency, insuring the world's finest thoroughbreds. Well, the Grade 3 Arlington Washington Futurity run last Saturday was won by Shared Property, a two-year-old colt from the first crop by Scat Daddy. Bred by Mr. and Mrs. John Williams and trained by Tom Amos, Shared Property came from off the pace to win by length from Take Charge Lady. That's a colt by A.P. Indy. That's Take Charge Indy, a colt by A.P. Indy. Motor City by Street Sense ran third in the field of 13. They were going a mile. Shared Property is 2 for 2. Broke his maiden on the dirt at Ellis Park on July 30, so he now has one on dirt and artificial. He's one of 12 winners, 2 stakes winners, for 4 stakes horses from Scat Daddy's first crop. And make that 14 winners from that first crop now, because he had 2 more 2-year-old breakthrough maiden just this weekend. And he is the sire of Finale, winner August 20, the Continental Mile Stakes at Monmouth Park. Force de la Nature, winner in her first crop of a maiden special at Churchill, then placed in the Grade 3 Schuylerville. And Mystic Mama, second in the Junior Championship Stakes on September 4 at Monmouth. Through September 10, Scat Daddy and Hardspun were dueling for the number one ranking on the freshman sire list. Scat Daddy won Grade 1 stakes at 2 and 3, and the fact that his first 2 stakes winners both won around 2 turns bodes well for the future. Stands at Kumo's Ashford Stud, home also of the nation's leading sire, Giants Causeway, sire of Northern Causeway, who on September the 11th won the Grade 3 British Columbia Derby, and the leading sire, 2-year-old Taylor the Cat. Leading sires, potential leading sires only at Coolmore.
Okay. Say once again, Secretariat Festival this weekend of the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. A whole lot for the kids to do. Old Friends is going to be there at 10. I get Michael have to call us because he will be out. You guess he'll be out there. It's at 10 and 2. They're going to make an appearance, so we'll have to ask Michael how to work that. But it's very nice. Okay, the 25th, which is a week from tomorrow, Masterson Equestrian Trust is asking for volunteers for a work party. Going to meet out there at the ring by the parking lot.
Now, if they dropped the word there and just said volunteers for a party, it would have been Might have got some people to come.
Hey. Well, maybe we can trick them.
All right.
Okay, volunteers for a party. Sunday the 25th at 2 o'clock at Masterson. A 100 jumper ring at the parking lot, and you get a free gift from Wise Choice, and prizes. They're going to have drawings for prizes. So it's get out there and help. It's unique. Don't know any places that have a park where you can just load up and take your horse and ride, and it's fine. Great jumping rings, dressage rings, cross-country courses, all kind of stuff. Okay, Toba is having a pedigree and confirmation clinic Monday, October 10th, and Tuesday, October 11th. This is in Lexington. Inbreeding, line breeding, outcrossing, nicking, and more. Confirmation and confirmation traits, evaluations, etc. Includes two farm tours. To register, visit www.toba.org or give them a call locally at 276-2291. Tomorrow is First Lady Jane Beshear's trail ride, Horses and Hope, out at the Horse Park. It's going to start from at 11 o'clock, runs till 3. Costs you $65 at this point because you'll be late. I'm not so sure they've got spaces left or not. They were going to limit it to 250. So you might give them a call at the Horse Park and see. I think that's going to be a big, nice affair. The weather's going to be perfect. Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club 2011 Farm Manager of the Year is Sandy Hatfield. She's manager of the Three Chimney Stallion. She's been out there forever. The award will be presented at the premier event September 30th at the Red Mile. That's on a Friday. That's 2 weeks from yesterday. She's a great girl. Just a wonderful, past president of Farm Managers Club, Big Brothers and Sisters. She's secretary for KEME and president of Life Adventure Center of the Bluegrass. She does a lot for the community, and it's just really great that this is a nice thing for her. Okay, this is the weekend of the 17th at the Horse Park. It's the Fall Classic Hunter Jumper Show today and tomorrow. And like I said, tomorrow is Horses and Hope Trail Ride. Coming up on the 20th through the 25th is the Kentucky National Hunter Jumper Show. That's a pretty big deal. And the Arabians show up on the 26th dressed in all those sheets and dangles and ding jingles and stuff. They're interesting to look at. Let me see. Oh, Saturday, September 24th, three-day farm is having a huge used tack and equipment sale. And I mention this because 10% of the total sales goes to the Masterson Equestrian Trust. This will be 9 to 5 that day, 1620 Fisher's Mill Road in Midway. Let me give you a phone number, 396-7543. Lucinda Green, international horsewoman. She's from Great Britain. She's been on their equestrian Olympic team forever. She is going to be here October 11th and 12th, at day one cross-country schooling over to show jumps in a covered arena. And then day two is cross-country schooling over cross-country course, and I think that's at Missy Brown's. It's a rare occasion you get to do this. It's $375 for both days. Contact Lisa Malloy. She's got the Devil's Own phone number, 595-6660.
Interrupt your second.
Go ahead.
Righty. Well, Unbridled Song, Unbridled Seattle, Slew, El Grand Senor, In Reality, Empire Maker, Chester House, a lot of sire power there. They're all in the immediate pedigree of First Defense. Make no mistake about it, First Defense was a runner. Sprinted 7 furlongs, 121-1 to win the Grade 1 4-go, and 120-4 to win at Belmont Park, and 122-1 at Churchill. 6 furlongs, 109-2 the day he won the Grade 3 Jiper Stakes, won the Long Branch Breeders' Cup Stakes, round 2 turns at Monmouth. Ran a game second to Hardspun in the Grade 1 King's Bishop. The First Defense has all the prerequisites to become a top sire. Stands Judmont Farm, home also of the Grade 1 Stakes winner and proven sire of Grade 1 Stakes winners, Mizzenmast, the son of Cozine. In 2011, sales 2-year-olds by Mizzenmast have sold for an average of over $103,000. There's a demand because horsemen know that he sires runners. His most recent stakes winners are Misdirection, winner of the Sandy Blue out of Del Mar, after second in the Grade 2 San Clemente in the Salary, and Salary Drive, winner of the $100,000 Dolphin Miss Stakes. And see, earlier it placed in the Grade 2 Gulfstream Park Oaks, and also the Little Silver at Mama. So take a close look at Yearlings by First Defense and Mizzen Mast. Chances are pretty good that you'll be looking at a runner. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at Judmont Farm, and see the website at judmont.com. Want to say a little bit about my good friend Tom Biederman, real estate and auctioneers. This is the guy that gets things done, and he's the guy you want to do business with because he's somebody you can trust. Likeable guy, and also, and easy to get along with, but he's really, when it comes to real estate, he flat knows what he is doing. He knows where every sinkhole is in central Kentucky, and he knows what horsemen want. And he knows, if you want to list your horse farm with him, he gets it done. He's got some good listings. Jackie's always browsing around looking at farm. What do you got?
Drooling.
Yeah, it's a fun website, which is BiedermanBrokerage.com, incidentally. BIEDERMAN Brokerage.com.
Well, I'm looking at one right here out the window. It's on the town side of the training center. It's you can't see anything from here because of the trees, but it's beautiful. It's 37, a little over 37 acres with special access to the training center. They have a road that goes down to the racetrack. When the rider comes by, they punch a button and it turns on a red light and stops traffic for them. Yeah. So they train out of that place here. They've got gallops themselves. They've got a gorgeous house, and that house is pretty new. That house is more than 4 or 5 years old.
I don't know if it's that old.
It's beautiful. It's, you can kind of see the house from the road. Anyway, it's a beauty. 3160 pairs.
How many acres are 30?
37.4.
Yeah, beautiful
and
grass,
it's a beautiful place, and you talk about you want to have a place you can train and it's your next-door neighbors.
It's got the main residence, and it also has another house on it for help.
And there's a really nice apartment above that gorgeous barn. Yes. Barn's drop-dead gorgeous.
Wonderful barn, yeah.
Yeah, it's a choice piece of property.
That's Tommy Biederman now. Let me give you his real estate, his website again. It's BiedermanBrokerage.com, BIEDERMAN Brokerage.com. And his phone number, 277-2030. Oh, I got to do Jim Fitzgerald.
You talk about Jimmy Fitzgerald, our bud, our friend, Knock Griffin Farm.
Yeah, I got to talk about Jim here.
How about he's fox hunting this morning?
Oh, what a wonderful day to fox hunt.
Gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous.
Well, he's a master at hounds for the Woodford Hounds.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, wonderful horseman.
Terrific.
Well, he's been riding all his life. That's all he's ever done is woke up and when he was, the day he was born, looked out the window and there were horses. So
cows.
And cows.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a good job with cattle too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's running cattle.
Listen, Jim does a good job with everything that he does. He owns Knott Griffin Farm. He owns Harper's Island Farm, both one right over in Bourbon County. He's had the one place, the home place, since 1994. What's that, 17 years ago? And he's just a top horseman. Came up under top horseman. Learned his lessons very well. And if you were thinking about getting into the business, he'd be a wonderful man to talk to. And whatever, he can do it all. Boarding, sales prep, public and private sales transactions, rehabilitation, whatever. He's got quality farm help. He wouldn't have anything but the top help working people working for him. And it just, the best thing is somebody you can trust and just some good, sound, common sense advice, and you can listen to him. Here's his number, down in Bourbon County now. Of course, that's 859-987-8032, and Jim's website is knockgriffin.com, knockgriffinfarm.com, knockgriffin.com. All right. Jackie, you want to do a little something else there? Are you through with your announcement? You through with announcements?
Yeah, I'm gonna put up the secretariat poster on the window here so everybody drives by or rides by can see it.
Probably ought to put it up at the guard shack up there. They'd put it up, I don't know. But, well, I would put it up right in the window and then people can come by all week.
Yeah.
And, all right, well, I've got a little bit of time then. I better do a little, try to catch it. Do a little history. If I can find my histoire. We're going through 1957. 3-year-olds. I'm going to do Manto.
Who I don't remember him at all.
Manto, M-A-N-T-A-U. He was one of the few runners by citation.
I was a kid, but I remember the big names.
You don't remember him?
No. But he didn't remember me either.
He didn't remember you either. Well, that's fair. Well, okay. Manto was out of Stowell by Blenheim II and was bred known by Louis Lee Hagen II. Howard Hoffman trained him. And wasn't much two-year-old. He was slow coming around, didn't win in four starts as a two-year-old. And he started coming to hand in April at Keeneland after showing a little bit. Showed a little bit, but not much, in four trips down in Florida. In the Bluegrass Stakes, he got his first stakes placing. He ran third in the Bluegrass. That, of course, he got beat by a pretty nice horse, Round Table. Of course, son of Prince Quill and One-Eyed King, who was Nash Rula. Then he went up to Chicago, and he won two sprints. Came from way back to take the 6-furlong Domino Stakes on Memorial Day, which is back in those days, it was Memorial Day always came on May the 30th. I know, because that's my birthday. And I always thought they were celebrating my birthday. You know, and it turned out to be something. I was a little slow, as Jackie says. On June the 8th, he caught the mud and was not much of a mudder. He ran 7th in the Chicago Stakes. Better B won it. Better B was by Triplicate. Triplicate, of course, raced for Fred Astaire out in California. Went to stud down at Timberlawn Farm, down E.K. Thomas's, Better B did. And he sired BBB, who was trained by Dale Carroll and won the Preakness Stakes. And Dale's daughter, Lark, is a veterinarian out here now. And she rides also. She gets on horses from Mark Hubley. She's one of the best riders out here. She looks great on a horse. Of course, she looks great off a horse, as far as that goes. But and one of the nicest people you ever want. She's really good with acupuncture and chiropractic work. She's a vet. Good one. Let's see. Where was I? Talking about Lark. She'll make you forget things. Moving over to Thistledown. He went over to Thistledowns. And they won the Ohio Derby, won by 6 lengths, beating Shan Pack. That was 1 1/8 miles, of course. Caught the mud again in the Lawrence Amora Memorial in Chicago and ran third, but he got beat by two nice horses, Iron Liege and Greek Game. And then was third to Clem, another nice horse. He was by Shannon and Iron Liege in the Arlington Classic, once again on an off track. September the 21st, he ran second to Decathlon, was in 132 pounds. That old horse could carry the weight. He was the son of Decathlon, was by Olympia, was bred, I'm pretty sure he was bred by the Knuckles brothers. And that was in the Longport Handicap, 7 furlongs, Longport Handicap, and they went 7/8 that day and won 21 3/8. He got beat a length and a half. And he wound up the season with 4 starts at 4 different tracks, won the first, won the Quaker City Handicap at Garden State, beating TikTok. And then he won the 4th, which was the Yankee Handicap up at Suffolk Downs on October the 30th, beating a horse named Assemblyman. He was assigned 119 pounds on the free handicap that year, and that was equal with Promised Land. And with Vertex. All righty. Well, DeHaar, Invisor, and Jazzle are signing first crop trios that are showing run, and opportunities remain to purchase a yearling by all three of these grade one stakes winners at Keeneland. DeHaar has already sired a stakes winner in his first small crop. Just 6 named foals. That was a test crop because he went to stud late in the breeding season. And that runner at stakes winner is Gypsy Robin. She won first time out right out here at Keeneland in a maiden special. And she's won the sorority stakes at Monmouth Park. I think she goes into stakes today. I haven't had a chance to read my racing form. Invisor has 5 starters, which have won a place. 2 in Great Britain. Had a winner down at Ellis, plus another that's placed in stakes. Jazzle has already sired a pair of multiple winners. Fahan, racing in Great Britain, is wins in a maiden special and an allowance race. And Compressor and Three Starts has two wins in a second. So Dahar won the Grade 1 Cigar Mile. He's the son of the leading sire, Awesome Again. Invisor, you know, a great racehorse, horse of the year. Won the Breeders' Cup Classic, the Dubai World Cup, ranked number one in the world. And he's one of two Eclipse Award winners by Candy Stripes. Jazzle won the Classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes, and he's by Seeking the Gold, out of a Broodmare of the Year. So take a close look at the yearlings by Dahar and Invisor and Jazzle. And for more information, contact stand manager Kent Barnes out of Shadwell Farm. Website out there is shadwellfarm.com.
Job Fair, Tuesday, September 20th from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keene Barn Entertainment Center.
Well, the featured... Nope, got to do one more thing. I'm going to have Steve Moody on with me in just one second, but first of all, I have got to do this and talk about Artie Schiller and Bellamy Road. With their first Crop to Reach races have proven their ability to sire graded stakes winners. Artie Schiller is the sire of 8 stakes horses in his first crop. 7 of the 8 have won stakes this year, one are placed in stakes this year. Anne's Beauty ran a mile and won 33-3 to win the Grade $350,000 Ontario Colleen Stakes. That was her second stakes win of the year. She was a major stakes winner, too, also. Mr. Commons has won the Oceanside Stakes at Del Mar, placed in the Grade 1 San Anita Derby and the Grade 2 Del Mar Handicap. Bear's Chill has won the $150,000 Queenston Stakes. Artie Schiller won 6 graded stakes, including the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Mile, earned over $2 million, and he's by El Prado, sire of Medaglia d'Oro, and also, of course, of the leading sire in Europe, Galileo. Bellamy Road, winner of the Grade 1 Wood, is the sire of 6 first crop stakes winners, including Position Limit, winner of the Grade 2 Adirondack at Saratoga, Victoria's Wildcat, winner of the Grade 3 8 Bells at Churchill, plus the 2011 2-year-old George's Angel, winner of the Grade 3 Schuylerville at Saratoga. There are more runners by Artie Schiller and Bellamy Road on the way, so take a good look at the Keenan Sales yearlings by these two top sires. And for more information about the Windstar Farm Stallions, contact Robert Hammond. See the website, windstarfarm.com. All right, I believe I've got Steve Moody with me here, and the feature today is down at Kentucky Downs, Frankly Simpson Mile. I believe there's a horse in there from the training center. Steve, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right, Ursula.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, my friend. What's who do you like in that race down there?
Well, he got pretty good size field in there. This race is a mile on the undulating ground down there at Kentucky Downs, and that's a nice way of goes up and down a lot. But there's two or three I think you got to consider in here. The 3-horse Bergerac is gelding by Rahi that has 3 wins. All of them have come on the grass. He comes off of a win last time out, kind of upset the field at Saratoga in an optional claimer, and steps up from that race into an ungraded stakes. And he's got a win over the win over the course. He won down there last year, so he's going to be running from off the pace, and obviously he's doing well coming off of a win up at the Spa. So you got to give him a chance. He's 7-2 on the morning line. Has a shot in here. The 10 horse Cozy Kitten, Kitten's Joy, 3-year-old, been right there in his last couple of starts. I don't think he'll have to improve much to be in the hunt today. He comes back from a couple month layoff, but Wesley Ward does pretty well with the layoff horses, and I think he'll have him ready to run today. He's a little bit of a price, 8-1 on the morning line, and I think you've got to take a good look at him. The favorite is the 6-horse, Paris Vegas, trained by Tom Voss, who most people know is generally, his horses generally run up on the East Coast, New York, and he's got a string, too, that he runs at jumpers that he runs. But He's a well-known turf trainer, and this horse ran a couple of graded stakes at Saratoga, the four-star Dave, and so he's in a little easier spot today. He really was in position in the, or did, just didn't have the closing punch at Saratoga a couple of those races, but he was trying to close off of a slow pace. And the turf course at Saratoga this year, this meet, it played to speed quite often. Not every day, but there were a lot of days where the early speed just got in front and stayed there all the way. I think that kind of hindered this one's style that likes to run late. I think the way this the course down at Kentucky Downs sets up that big long stretch, I think will help him. And I'm gonna give him a slight edge in here, dropping in class, and I think he can probably handle this group. So we're gonna go 6-10-3 in the Franklin Simpson Mile.
6-10-3. The horse that from the training center is the 9-horse Practical Justice that Tommy Mills trains. Tommy does a good job. He's, you know, he nice guy, hard worker. Dude, golly, he goes all the time. But he's got Practical Justice in and been running, coming off a win down in the grass, allowance win down at Mountaineer. And he's done pretty well with him. Yeah. I'd love to see Tommy win it. He's a good guy, of course. I'm root for horses out here anyway. Well, I guess you're all taped and ready to go for the big game tonight.
Well, we're getting there, so I don't really know what we're going to see, but I think it's going to boil down to who can hang on to the football. Whoever has the least amount of turnovers, I think will win it. And we'll just have to see how it goes. Hopefully, we can hang on to the football.
Well, why not? Well, they haven't been turning over too much, have they?
Well, they've had, they've had a fairly significant number of them. I forget what the total is the first two games, but it's,
okay, well.
It's been a little disconcerting, let's put it that way.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, it'll be fun to watch, I guess. I don't know, the second half of the last game was improved a little bit. But we shall see what happens. Big game. I don't know how many we're going to win this year, but I hope we can win this one. All right, Steve, I want to appreciate it. Yeah, you gave us the winner last week of the big race down at Turf.
That was a tough one to sniff that one out.
Yeah.
Rahi Strada, yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe we can win another one out of here. Rahi Strada trains out here, too, so maybe we can win another one today with Tommy Mills. Okay, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it, Steve. Of course, with the Kentucky Handicapper sheet, and it's published by Briss, and you can find that wherever they sell a daily racing form. Thanks, Steve.
All right, Arzel.
Well, the first foals by In the Mischief, Notional, and Tis Wonderful are yearlings. All three are well represented at Keeneland. All three were precocious at two, and all three were graded stakes winners, and all three will have the numbers in their favor when their first crops reach racing age. In the Mischief won grade one stakes as a two-year-old, had blazing speed, sprinted 6.5 furlongs and won 14-1 to break his maiden at two, then came back at three to win stakes going 7 furlongs and won 20-1. In the Mischief, of course, is by Harlan's Holiday, who's having a top year with 10 stakes winners this year. Notional sprinted 6 furlongs, 109 flat to break his maiden at two. Then he placed in graded stakes. At three, won the grade two San Rafael, won the grade three Risen Star, ran second to Scat Daddy in the grade one Florida Derby. Came back as a four-year-old and won the grade three Salvatore Mile. That's at Monmouth. He's by In Excess, sire of over 60 stakes winners, including, of course, Indian Charlie. Tears Wonderful was undefeated at two, winning two graded stakes at Churchill Downs and a maiden special at Saratoga by 12.5 lengths. He is perhaps the most precocious son of the great Tiz now. For more information about the Spencer Farm Stallions, get in touch with Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Sean Fell or Ned Toffee and see the website at SpencerFarm.com. Well, I am going to finish up. I do believe this is the last one that I'm going to do. Three-year-olds. Have I got something else to do? No, that's it. I'm going to do Promise. Three-year-olds in 1957, then I get to move into four-year-olds and up. But we're going to talk a little bit about Promised Land. He was a gray, a colt, a Palestinian, out of Mahmoudis by Mahmoud, and that's where he got his gray, right there. Bred by Bieber Jacobs, owned by Ethel Jacobs, and of course, Hirsch Jacobs was a trainer. Raced on the on the West Coast in the winter months of 1957, and he didn't show a whole lot out there. One time as a two-year-old, he'd run and won, incidentally, for a claiming tag. He was in for $10,000. But, you know, back then, that was a pretty high-class claimer. In March at Bowie, things picked up. Bowie was in Maryland. He won going 6 furlongs and came back right back and won the Governor's Gold Cup, beating Mr. Jive. Mr. Jive was by Mr. Music. Mr. Music, full brother to Spy Song by Balladeer and Matterhair. And he was windy. He got shipping fever when he was in training. Mr. Jive did. And the sire of Mr. Jive, Mr. Music did. And who was the full brother of the Spy Song? I'm straightening that out again. And never raced, but was a useful kind of a sire. Mr. Jive won the Governor's Gold Cup, giving the second horse 12 pounds. Went to Jamaica for the mile and 16th Gotham, and he ran second to Mr. Jive. Got to beat two lengths. He met Bull Ruler and Gallant Man in the Wood Memorial, and those two finished a nose apart. Set a new track record that day, and Promised Land was 6 lengths back in third position. He then ran second in an overnight, fourth in the Preakness. And, of course, that was Bold Ruler's Preakness. Sixth in the Jersey Stakes. And then second to Gallant Man, got beat 2.5 lengths in the Peter Pan. That was on June 1. He freshened him up until the Saratoga meeting. Won his only race there, going 6 furlongs. Then he won a mile race opening day at Belmont Park. He showed no speed in the Sisonby. And very little in his other three starts in September. But starting with the Lawrence Realization on October the 2nd, he was 1-2-3 in his last 8 races of the season. Won the mile and 5/8 Lawrence Realization, going away. Next start, he was 3rd to Harmonizing, going 1.5 miles in the Queens County. Bold Ruler ran 2nd that day. Then he ran 3rd in the mile and the 5/8 Gallant Fox. Eddie Schmidt won that. Eddie Schmidt was from California. And who was that was 3rd? I can't recall. Anyway, but he beat finished in front of some good horses there. Mr. Jive, Fine, 3rd brother. Won the Knickerbocker, going 1.16 miles in the Slop, beating a horse named Assemblyman. Then the Romer Handicap, he ran down the top-weighted Vertex and won by 2 lengths. That was at 1.3 miles. Vertex was by Rosemont. The Rhymer. What a faux pas that was. Then his last start of the year, we came in the 1.3 miles, Pimlico Special, and he won, beating Tick Tock, 3rd brother, Swoon Son. That was on a sloppy race. He'd gone into the month of November with earnings of less than $90,000, and by December the 1st, he'd won $227,650, so he had a pretty darn nice month. More about him later on. He went to stud and did very well, signing some 28 stakes winners, but he went a race a little bit further along the tour. He was also the broodmare sire of Spectacular Bid, by the way. His sire, Palestinian, was a foal in 1946 by Sun Again. Of course, stood out at Claiborne Farm, and I bred a mare to Sun Again out there. He was a very nice style. He stood one of those horses I like, $1,000 horse, you know. He was very good. Sired White Skies, who was a champion sprinter And a Palestinian won 14 races. He won the Brooklyn. He won the Empire City Handicap. He won the Jersey Stakes and the Westchester Handicap. Ran second in the Preakness to Capot. Third in the Kentucky Derby. The Preakness? Did Capot win the Preakness? That was a Ponder that year. And yeah, I believe it was Ponder. And then he ran third in the Belmont that year. And at stud, Palestinian was the best of his seven stakes winners. Power Destiny was a pretty nice colt. He was the Broodmare sire, of course, of Reflected Glory, who was a nice kind of racehorse. Won the Flamingo. Isle of Greece was out of a Palestinian mare. Double Sonic, that's a nice. Typical Bieber Jacobs breeding there. Well, we're about ready to spit out the bid here. And having a real good month from the training center. Let's see, since last week's show, we've had 18 winners. That's pretty darn good, isn't it? And we've had 32 winners on the month. Let's see, we had 60 winners, including three stakes winners in July. We've had 58 winners in August, and we've had 32, including a stakes winner, already this month. So, anyway, the trainers of those winners, Matt Frazier, won with a Gimme Shock Treatment. Matt,
who named that?
I don't know. I don't think Matt did, but Matt does real good with quarter horses, and he's got more ammunition with quarter horses. But he does real well with the others, too. Robert Sturgeon, Bobby Sturgeon, Don't Get Mad, Get Even won. Oscar Modica won with Satoum, came back and won with Geisha's Ring. Scooter Hughes, Byron G. Hughes, won the Kentucky Cup Turf Stakes, Grade 3, down at Kentucky Downs with Rahi Strada. Wayne Mogi won with Wow, and That's a Fact. Jim Dodgen won with The Angels Can Be Wild, both those at Turfway. Tommy Mills won with Unleaded down at Mountaineer. Jimmy Cargan won with Smitten Cat at Mountaineer. Wayne Mackey won with Bank Ellie at Kentucky Downs. Oscar Modica won another one with Fantastique at Kentucky Downs. Jimmy Cargan won with Given Enough Time at Mountaineer. Hill Parker sent Rudyard K up to Thistle Downs. It's an Ohio bred, and won up there just on the 14th. Day before, what was that, Thursday? And let's see. We had five winners last night. Two at Turfway, Mark Hubley with Five Vices and Kellen Gorder with Can You Fly. We had three at Presque Isle. I believe that's the first time we've had three winners in one day at Presque Isle. Wayne Mogi with Sunset Bell, Robert Sturgeon with Summer Courtship, and Wayne Mogi again with Yes, It's Persia. So we've had a real good month from out here at the Thoroughbred Center.
I want to mention that this is, what do you call it? Broadcast all over the whole wide world. What do you call it? Streaming. WLXG.com.
Tragic.
And it'll be up on UrsulaEllis.com in a day or two. And then look for it for Facebook. I think it's going up on the Claiborne site because of the Secretary Festival and the Secretariat site. So that'll be fun.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. And we'll be back here next Saturday. Same old station, same old time, same old crocker stand. And we'll talk to you then.